إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ربي لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his countless favors, and we praise him a praise that is suitable for his loftiness and his highness. And before we start today, I want to ask all of you to make dua for our beloved brother and our beloved father, Sheikh Ibrahim, the Imam of that prestigious masjid, Masjid Ikhwa, in Brooklyn. And this masjid has been a masjid known for a Salafiyah for over 20 years. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it possible for me in my beginning, and when I first started to follow the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this blessed da'wah. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made it possible for me to benefit from the classes that were there at Masjid Ikhwa. And at that time, the Salafi masajid were very little. At that time, there was only Masjid Ikhwa. And Sheikh Ibrahim made his masjid available for the du'at and made it available for learning, and it was a learning center. And it was a place where students of ilm studied, and from there they went and they studied overseas. Brothers left from that masjid and went to Egypt, and they went to Yemen, And it was a masjid that was known for al-ilm or for Salafiyah, And still today, from what I see, it is where the center of Salafiyah is in New York, And they have classes there. And one was there, the brother Abu Muhammad Abdul Ra'uf. MashaAllah, as if I can see the masjid right now, it's very packed. Everybody in the masjid has a book that they're studying from. They were studying from a chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. When I was there, on the board, there was Arabic classes and sarf that was written. Everybody has a notebook. Everybody's attentive. There's an area for the women. The kids are walking back and forth. They're young, they're old, elderly brothers in the masjid, youth. When you speak to them, I met brothers from Puerto Rico. I met brother from Dominican Republic, brothers from Bangladesh, brothers from, one brother from Tajikistan, from outside of Russia. I met brothers from Guinea. I met a brother from Trinidad. They come from Harlem. They come from Queens. They come from Brooklyn. They come from the Bronx. Now I'm all the way to this masjid, you know, to learn the Kitab and the Sunnah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the aid of our beloved Shaykh and our beloved father, Shaykh Ibrahim, and to cure him and to relieve him from that which he is in, and to make an expiation for him and an upliftment for him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him for his good works and his for his endeavors that he has done. For certainly the fruits of his endeavors is something that is seen with the eye and heard with the ear. And even his son Ibrahim, hafizullah, he's the imam in Masjid Ihsan. And it's another masjid, Salafi masjid in Brooklyn. And alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve us and preserve our da'wah. And it's upon us to know the position of our elderly in this religion. And to seek their advice and to sit with them and benefit from them and know the good that they have brought forth. We previously, my brothers and sisters in Islam, looked at the importance of chastity and abstinence. And no doubt, this is the description of the believer. This is the description of the Muslim, of the mu'min, male and female, young and old, whether he was married before, whether he's single, that he's far away from indecency. Nah. And this is a description of the youth, what they're going when they're growing up, that they chase, that they are chaste, and they practice abstinence. Nah. So it is upon us to be upon this thing of chastity and abstinence. It's upon us to live upon it. And it's upon us to uphold it. And it's upon us to uphold these high principles of Islam. And this is a very important issue and principle of Islam that is upon the Muslims to uphold and to teach. For verily, Islam is distinguished by chastity and abstinence. Now, Islam is distinguished by this. Islam is the only religion that is upholding the banner of chastity and abstinence. Now, and the Muslim himself is distinguished by chastity. And when the Muslims, if they fall into indecency and bad character regarding fawahish, and that which leads to fawahish, fornication, that which leads to fornication. If the Muslims fall into this, they will be afflicted with the consequences of those who fall into it. The people of indecency. Yeah. So thus again, it's upon us to live and uphold these principles of chastity. For verily, it is the way of the righteous. This is righteousness. This is a sign of the believer. This is the action. This is the character, the characteristics of the believer. This is his character. This is the akhlaq of the believer. This is the akhlaq of the Muslim youth, that they don't have boyfriends, and they don't have girlfriends, and they don't write letters back and forth, and call back and forth, and speak back and forth, and have hidden affairs. They're free from that totally. And that when they are interested in getting married, they pursue the correct avenues to fulfilling that. And upholding this, these principles of Islam. This includes raising our children to be upon chastity and abstinence, and protecting their virginity, and hating the disgracement of that which leads to fornication. Falling into that which leads to fornication and the disgracement of the ultimate sin of fornication. Brothers in Islam, raising children upon abstinence by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever possible. And raising children, and that so that they are aware and protective of their virginity, male and female, this is very, very possible. And it's something that occurs in Islam. But it is Islam, and this is the way of the Muslim. And this is the majority of what occurs in the Islamic world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us in His book examples and ways of raising and upbringing righteous children and righteous generations who are far away from falling into indecency and fornication and that which leads to indecency and that which leads to fornication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved for us a way. So it's not for anybody to think that that's old-fashioned
or that's outdated, or that's not possible in these times. For verily, there were birds in the time of the prophet. And rather, in the earliest of times, there were birds in the time of Adam. So if a bird in this time can find that which he needs to build his nest, if Allah provides a bird with that what he needs to build his nest, then no doubt Allah is going to provide us all that we need to be steadfast on his deen. And no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the previous times, fish, like in the time of Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there were fish. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us fish today, then no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us in this time and has preserved for us in this time a way that we can practice his deen fully and that we can gain the fruits of our hard work of diligence fully. Now, so looking at this issue of raising, or first and foremost, being upon taqwa and far away from indecency, particularly fornication and that which leads to fornication. And that which leads to fornication from looking at things and listening to things and speaking and everything that's connected to that, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. This is from Islam, and this is something that we have to make in our normal daily lives. It has to be something that's religious and cultural, and a cultural practice with us. It's not something dealing with one family or a particular family and not with another family. This is something that has to be in all the Muslim homes. This is not just a home effort, but this is a community effort. This is a cultural religious action that's not just done by the family. It's not something that is encouraged and pushed and upheld just by the parents, but also it involves, as we will see, it involves the grandparents, it involves the uncles and the aunts and the brothers and the sisters. The parents can't do it by themselves. It's not just something that's just in one time as opposed to another time. But these are the days of chastity and these are the times of abstinence. No, it's every decade after every decade, and generation after generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, speaking about the righteous, after mentioning a number of prophets and messengers in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the ones that Allah has placed his ni'mas upon them. He has placed his favors upon them. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from amongst the prophets, min dhurriyyati Adam, from the offsprings of Adam. The offsprings of Adam, they were prophets, and they were righteous. Wa mimman hamalna ma'a Nuh, and those that we carried along with Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa min dhurriyyati Ibrahim wa Israel, and from the offsprings and the progeny of Ibrahim and Israel. And Israel is Yaqub. وَمِنْ هَدَيْنَا وَجِتَبَيْنَا, and those that we guide and those that we chose, meaning from the righteous men and women, from their offsprings, the offsprings of these prophets. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَنِ, if the verses of Ar-Rahman, the verses of Allah recited to them, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًا, they fell down in prostration, crying. Now, in this ayah, what we wanted to benefit from is that the generations of the righteous, These are those that come from the prophets, generation after generation. They are practicing religion and it's cultural with them. It's something that's cultural with them. Generation after generation. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of these verses, he says, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ الرَّحْمَانِ, if the verses of Allah are read to them, خَرُّ سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًا, they fall down, prostrating and crying. The fact that they fall down prostrating, shows that they understand the book of Allah. And they understand what it conveys and what it entails and what is to be acted upon and what the actions that it necessitates. Bukiya, and the fact that they're crying, shows the purity in their hearts and shows the taqwa and the iman that they were upon, generation after generation. And this is what we want to understand. From the time of Adam, all the way to the end of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that this is generation after generation, this is what they're upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, and this is what we want to take a look at today, the story of Maryam. The story of Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But really, in our story is an example for the believing women, an example for all of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمْ وَنُوحٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمْ وَنُوحًا وَآلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلِ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah has chosen Adam and Nuh in the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran over the whole world. Allah has chosen these families because of the righteousness that's in them. These are not the only families at that time in existence, but this is the one family of all families. Allah has chosen them. And this word istafa comes from the word safwa, meaning it's the pure and best of mankind. Allah has chosen them because of their good deeds, and he has raised them up, and he has chosen them, and he has picked them, and made them the best of mankind, according to the time that they were in. So Adam, he was the best of his time, and Nuh was the best of his time, and the family of Ibrahim, they were the best of their time, and the family of Imran, where Maryam and Isa come from, and Zachariah, where Yahya, they were the best of that time. And we have to understand that we, the Muslims, we are the best of this time. And those who know that Allah has chosen us from amongst our people and guided us to Islam. And we are the best of our people. And from amongst the Muslims, there are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them and has taught them the sunnah and the way of the salaf. Allah has chosen them. Allah has chosen them. Na'am. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ, generation after generation. They are one generation is from the other generation. Generation after generation. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah is all aware. سَمِيعٌ, ever hearing and all knowing. إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نظرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. Mention this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his prophet, mention this story about the wife of Imran. When she said, oh my Lord, I swear that I give this child that's in my stomach, I give it up to the service of your house, to serve the religion of Allah. and to stay in the house of Allah and serve the house of Allah. Nazara is to oblige yourself with something that is not obligated on you. Muharrara means that this person is free and he's solely for the service of Allah. And she's doing this while she's pregnant with this child. That this child is for Allah. And this is what it's upon us, to raise our kids for the religion of Allah. Not just something that's in our heads and we understand, but even our kids understand that they're for the service of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. When she gave birth to it, to this oath that she swore by, قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. I gave birth to a girl. Meaning they didn't swear by Allah and give an oath to their females that were born just to the males. It was suitable for a man, for a male, and he would grow up in the masjid and just serve the religion of Allah in the house of Allah. And it wasn't suitable. And they didn't do this for their girls. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at. And Allah is ever aware of what she gave birth to. Walaysa dhakruka al-untha. And a woman, she's not like a man in general. But here, a woman, she's not like a man. The female, she's not like a male. And serving the religion of Allah. And serving the house of Allah. وَإِنِّي سَمَيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And I named her Maryam. This is the grandmother of Maryam. Yeah. Afwan. It's the grandmother of Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. The mother of Maryam. The mother of Maryam. إِنِّي سَمَيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I seek refuge. I seek that Allah will protect her. I seek the protection of Allah for her and for her offsprings. And her offspring is Isa and those that came after it from the cursed devil. And it comes in the hadith of Abi Hurairah that the meaning of the hadith is that every child when it's born, that is born screaming, except Maryam and Isa ibn Maryam. Because everyone who's born, shaitan pokes it when it's born, so it screams when it's born from the touch of shaitan, except Maryam and her son Isa. Already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from it. Thus, as I mentioned, it's upon us to raise our children for the service of Allah. It comes in Sahih Bukhari to give an example of this, or a practical example of this. An Anasin, it comes in Bukhari, an Anasin, that he says, أنه كان عشر سنين في مقدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة. That he was 10 years old when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Medina. Anas ibn Malik is from the Ansar. He's from Medina. And he was 10 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Mecca. When he came to Medina, Anas was 10 years old. فَكَانَ أُمَّهَاتِي يُوَذِّبْنَنِي عَلَى خِدْمَةِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. My mothers, when it means my mothers, meaning my mother and my aunts and my sisters, you know, all of them, they used to push me and make me get used to serving the Messenger of Allah. And I'd be at the Messenger of Allah's service. They always have me going to the Messenger of Allah, serving him and helping him and serving him and helping him. فَخَدَمْتُهُ عَشْرِ سِنِينَ. I served the Messenger of Allah and was at his service for 10 years. تُوفِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَعَنَ إِشْرُونَ سَنَةً. The Prophet died and I was 20 years old. And look who he became. He became one of the ulama of the Sahabas. He's from amongst those that memorized over 1,000 hadiths. And when they opened up Iraq, he was sent to Iraq. Na'am. And he's the one that spread Islam over there in Basra. Na'am. And this was upon us to do, to raise our children upon and na'am. The reality of this in this time is having them devoting their lives to studying Islam. And this is what the ulama of the past and of today, they, when they were young, they devoted their lives to Islam. And if you look at Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, his father and his grandfather, there was a family of ilm. How many people, they come from a family of ilm? Even Sheikh al-Albani, his father was from amongst his own mashayikh. Na'am. And how many people you find like this from amongst the ulama, that they come from a family of knowledge? Na'am. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says after that concerning the story of Maryam. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah accept this oath that the wife of Imran gave. Even though they normally did this for boys, Allah accepted it, a good acceptance. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتٍ حَسَنًا. And he rose her a good raising. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had Zakariya raise this girl. Zakariya is a prophet, meaning Maryam. She rose up in under the care of a prophet. Just like we just read about Anas. Then he rose up under the care and the attention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is more so, but particularly Zakariya was taking care of and raising Maryam. Zakariya is a person of ilm, he's a prophet from amongst the righteous. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. This is from the news of the unseen. Reveal it to you, meaning to the Messenger of Allah. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامُهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَقْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَسِمُونَ. You wasn't amongst them, meaning you, O Messenger of Allah, you wasn't amongst them when they were throwing their straws to see which of them is going to take care of Maryam. When you wasn't amongst them when they were different amongst themselves. They differed amongst themselves when they saw the barakah and the goodness in this young girl. When they saw her akhlaq and they saw the barakah that was in her. They differed and they competed to see which of them is going to raise her up. Now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that Zakariya, he would be the one to raise her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, for that's just the beginning of her childhood. Later on in her childhood, when she's growing up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ. And mention this to the believers, O Muhammad. إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ. When the malaika, they said, يَا مَرْيَمْ. They said, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Verily Allah has chosen you and picked you out and made you the best of the women of this time, of that time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Verily Allah has chosen you. وَطَهَّرَكِ. And He has purified you from evil akhlaq, from evil manners and evil ways and bad actions and bad speech. That's what purified you. Meaning He has purified you from deficiencies in the actions and in statements and deficiencies in the actions of the heart. He has purified you from the filth and filthy actions and filthy thoughts and filthy speech. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He has chosen over the women of the whole world of that time. And we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has chosen the Muslim women of this time over all the women. Who's the best of women of this time except the believing women? But amongst the believing women, who is the best of them? This is what we have to look at. And we have to strive to have our children to be the best because of their deeds, not because of the money that they have, or the size of the house, or the cars that they got, or anything of that nature, but because of religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has chosen Maryam and He purified her from deficiencies in evil actions. And this is upon us to do. So our children are protected. They are from the house to the masjid, and from the masjid to the house, and from the house to the school, from the school back to the house. It is very good. I understand that many are doing homeschooling. This is something in America that is possible. And it's a protection for your children, a protection for your girls and your boys. Don't send them to the public schools. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains that He purified her from indecent behavior. Now she's going up. And Allah sent the malaika to tell her this. And this is for our women, that our girls know that they are upon purity and that they have been saved from filthy actions, and filthy statements, and filthy gestures, and looking at filthy things, and listening to filthy things, and saying filthy things. It's upon our children to recognize and appreciate and feel the reality of this, and that they desire to preserve their virginity and their integrity, and that they are the furthest away from indecency and acts and sinful acts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says after this, Ya Maryam, uqniti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'arraki. O Maryam, stay long in your prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasjudi, and make sujood. Warka'i ma'arraki. Warka'i ma'arraki, and make ruku of those who make ruku. Meaning, be amongst good company of those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining to her, sending malaika to her, informing that He has chosen her and made her the best of the women of that time. As it comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَمُلَ مِنْ رِجَالٍ كَثِيرٍ. Many of the men, they have reached perfection. وَمْ يَكْمَلْ مِنْ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَرْيَمْ بِنْتُ عِمْرَانٍ وَآسِيَ إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَفَضْلُ عَائِشَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ كَفَضْلِ الثَّرِيرِ عَلَى صَائِرِ الطَّعَامِ. Many of the men have reached perfection, but none have reached perfection from amongst women except Maryam, the daughter of Imran, and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, and the virtue of Aisha over the woman is like the virtue of Thareed over the rest of the food. And Thareed is an Arab dish of bread and meat. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands Maryam to be with the righteous, and this is amongst us, to teach our children this, that their friends are the righteous. We understand this when the Prophet Allah says, Warka'i, what Allah says, Warka'i ma'arraki'in, and bow with those who bow. Be with the worshippers. Be with the righteous. And this doesn't, we don't understand that this means that their whole life is in salah, and their whole day is in salah, and that they don't drink tea, and that they don't get together, and they don't enjoy themselves, and they don't go to weddings, and they don't go to the walima, and they don't laugh, and all that is no contradiction with them doing this and doing that, and being dedicated and dedicating their lives to the religion of us, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and raising up righteous children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in His book when she reaches puberty and she's a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. Mention in the book, and this is Surah Maryam. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ
إذا انتبذت من أهلها مكان شرقيا. When she moved far away from her family in the eastern area, when she was in seclusion from her family and from the people, in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that worship was memorizing the book of Allah and dhikr of Allah or teaching or whatever that might be suitable in this time. But how many people move away from their family and move away from their friends and people in pursuit of ilm? She excluded herself. She was in seclusion from her family. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. And she took a sitr between her and them. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. So we sent to her our ruh, meaning Jibreel. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. So he appeared to her as a complete man in the best possible shape and form. A total, complete, beautiful, handsome, most complete shape and surah of a man. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She said, I seek refuge in Allah from you if you have taqwa. And this is a very dynamic thing for us to understand. That she did two things. She seek refuge in Allah. I mean, I flee to Allah and I seek His protection from you. You might try to do me any harm. She didn't just stop there. She also advised him, you fear Allah. If you have taqwa, you don't come close to Him. So she herself fled to Allah's assistance and fled to Allah and also told him to fear Allah and to have taqwa. And this is the utmost of iffah. And this is the utmost of abstinence. And unfortunately, many people think that if they're not the one who started, if somebody calls them, or somebody winks at them, or somebody passed them a number, or somebody, you know, sends them a letter, then that they're free. No. She didn't just say, A'udhu billah, I seek Allah's protection from Allah. She further went and said, "In kunta taqiyya, if you're a person of taqwa, then don't come close to me." And it's the same thing that we find from Musa when the wife of the king says, "Qalat aytalak." When the wife of the king, "Waghallaqat al-abwab," she locked all the doors. "Qalat aytalak." "Qala ma'ad Allah." He said, I seek refuge in Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ. Really, my Lord, he has given so much to me. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And he advised her, he said, really, the wrongdoers are not successful. Meaning, whether it's me and you, all the wrongdoers are not successful. So they didn't want, it wasn't just sufficient to say, مَعَاذَ Allah, I seek refuge in Allah. It wasn't sufficient for her just to say, أعوذ بالرحمن منك. I seek refuge in Allah from you.
والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما.
And she says, إن كنت تقيا. If you have taqwa, meaning fear Allah. And he says, he remembers the ni'mah of Allah. إنه ربي أحسن مثواه. My Lord has given me so much good. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily, the ظَالِمُونَ, they are not successful. Now, in this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. He said, verily, I am the messenger from your Lord to give you a child that's pure. A child that's pure, zakiyya. قالت أن يكون لي غلام. I'm going to have a young boy. ولم يمسسني بشر. No man has ever touched me and have relations with me.
ولم أكو بغية, and I'm not a prostitute. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي حي. He said this like that. It's just like that. And if Allah wants it, that's the way it is. قال ربك, that's what Allah said. هو علي حي. This is easy for Allah. ولنجعله, and that this son of yours, ولنجعله آية للناس, it's going to be a sign for mankind. ورحمة منا, it's going to be a mercy from us. I mean, Isa is going to be a mercy for mankind. وكان أمر مقضية, this is something that has been preordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فحملته فانتبذت به مكان قصية. So she became pregnant with him by permission of Allah. Then she went further away to a مكان, to a place that was remote. She went far away. فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة. So that pains, the labor pains, drove her and pushed her to the roots or to the base of a date palm tree. The date palm tree is a very big tree. You know, from her agony and the pain that she was in, from the labor pains, I pushed her and led her, that she was at the base of this tree. قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. She said, I wish I would have died before this, or that I was something totally forgotten about. What is that? What is it that is making her wish that she had died? This accusation that she's going to be accused of having fornication. She would choose death over this, that she's going to have a child and she's going to be accused of that which is free. That which is free from. And it's such a low deed. And it's such a low and despicable and a deed of lowness and disgracement and disbasement and disbasement and disgracement. قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا. I mean, before these labor pains. Now I'm about to have this child. It's a disgracement to me and my family. يا ليتني مت قبل هذا. If only I would have died before this. وكنت نسيا منسيا. And nobody even knew me or heard of me. فناداها من تحتها أن لا تحزني. So he called her from under her, don't be grief. Some people have said that it's Jibril called her, and some people say that it's her son Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that called her. قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا. Verily your Lord has made beside you a river flowing for her to drink from. In the story, it goes on and it goes on until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about Isa, and then Isa spoke. This is what we wanted to benefit from today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, in two places, describing Maryam with these words. This is the description of Maryam. He mentions this without mentioning her name. He mentions, he describes many of the prophets, my names, when it comes to Maryam, this is what she's known by. وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَابْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Without even mentioning her name, this is what she's known by. And the one who protected her virginity, she protected her private part. This is what Maryam is known by. And this is what our Muslim sisters and our children and even our sons have to be known by. And that they're married virgins. Na'am. وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. Allah says this in Surah Al-Anbiya, also at the end of Surah Al-Tahreem. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. And we blew in her from our ruh. From the ruh that's created from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the souls that created from Allah. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ. And we made her and her son a sign for the whole world. Now, this is what we want to benefit today. The reality of raising our children upon chastity and abstinence. And this is very possible by keeping them busy with the religion of Islam, particularly with seeking Him. Now, I'm really seeking Him is a safe haven for our children. And it also gives them love for Islam, and it gives them integrity, and it teaches them to be righteous. Now, and there's no way for our children to learn righteousness except by studying Islam. There's no way for them to learn and to love righteousness and to love protecting their virginity and love upholding this religion and love being steadfast and moving forward and striving for it, except by studying Islam. Studying Islam in it is fruits that is uncountable. Now, and this is a way for us. This is a way for us to raise our children and to keep them busy. So it's upon us to be busy in our masajid with our children and busy in our homes with our children. The Isa, he was the child that Maryam had. And look who his mother is. Mother's a righteous woman. And look at the grandmother, righteous woman. And this is what it takes from us. And what it makes difficult. It's difficult on us to do this in the areas many times that we live in. And if you see in Yemen, when it's time for a woman to get married, how difficult it is on the woman when it's time for her to, for another makhtuba, for the man to come and see this young sister. When it's time for him to come to see her, how difficult it is on this young girl. Most of the men don't even see this, the bride or his future wife, except that she's crying, except that she's, you know, she can't even pick up her head, except that, you know, some of them end up even being upset for the rest of the day or sick for the rest of the day. Some of them, you can't even get the girl inside the room. They have to push her. She's fighting, they're pushing, and she's pushing back until maybe she might just fall in the room from them trying to push her in the room. It is because of the shyness that they have from being, or because of the society that they're in. Now, nobody is calling boys, speaking to boys, or speaking about boys, or looking at TV and looking at things that doesn't occur. None. And it's upon us. If we cannot move to the Islamic lands, to strive to live together. And strive to move out of these areas. Allah has chosen us for the Islam, then Allah has chosen us for the Sunnah. For it's upon us to pick ourselves up and see that we have been chosen and move to areas for our own chosen selves. For Allah's permission. For Allah's help. And marry from one another. See a family that you like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these ayahs that we read, Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa Ali Ibrahim wa Ali Imran. Allah chose Adam and chose Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran. You look at a family that you like and marry your sons to his daughters and marry your daughters to his sons. Or two families or three families. You men, you'll talk together about these things. And y'all look at areas where y'all can move to and live amongst one another. This is something that is very possible, but it needs further looking into. And it's very possible for the Muslims to buy land. It's very possible for 10 families or 10 men or 20 men to put 3,000, each person put $3,000 together and buy a big piece of land for $30,000 or for $50,000 or for $60,000. The more the merrier. 20 people put $3,000 down and buy land for $60,000 or $100,000, then everybody take their portion and build homes. And it's very possible if the people will look into agriculture to live peaceful lives. Now, there's not going to come a time that people, somebody on one day, a family might eat a meal and they don't have chicken that day, or they don't have meat that day, or they don't have fish that day. But nobody's is not going to have a meal without onions. Everybody has to have onions. And these are the type of things that the Muslims can look into about into agriculture and farming, particularly in areas where there's a lot of fresh water just flowing. There's a lot to be benefiting in farming and in agriculture. And some of the ulama say that this is the best occupation. That this is the best occupation. And this is all in attempts to raise generations after generation, decade after decade of righteous children. And verily, that which corrupts our children are the societies that they're in. And our children go up, but by the time they're 13 and 14 and 15, they don't want that much to do with Islam. And it's not because you failed, it's because of the societies that we live in. So we have to strive to take our children away from these societies and ourselves. And if Allah has chosen us, then we pick our chosen selves up and move to areas where we can live peaceful Islamic lives. For his success and for his aid. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.